pick up some art. I can't hear myself on here. Is that unusual? Is it Aubrey? Aubrey, I can't hear myself, Aubrey. Am I talking? I don't hear a thing, Aubrey. Come on, Aubrey. Help me out here. Well, anyway, Cleveland is the new Miami. What do you know?
Live from Charleston, West Virginia to Pocatello, Idaho, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's music from Shannon McNally and John Groh, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who just noticed nobody's kung fu fighting, it's Michael Feldman.
Yeah, whatever happened to that? Sorry, I didn't mean to. I found the right knob, and then it's okay, because that's fine now. So the biggest question, though, really is, does La Mom come with LeBron? Remember his mother?
Yes.
Games are going to be longer. They got to push her off the court every so often. So anyhow, Cleveland's great for Cleveland. Now they get both conventions, and the King and King James is coming back to the Bible, and that's a hat trick for Cleveland. That's pretty amazing. Now it will always be sunny in Cleveland for real. And speaking on behalf of Milwaukee, the sister city of Cleveland, which you know, Milwaukee's almost identical to Cleveland. It's just a different mistake on a different lake. But we say, as Milwaukeeans, you go, girl. Even if it doesn't mean that Milwaukee is now the only punchline available to most comics, trying looking for end with a city name, you know. Can't be Cleveland anymore. The LeBron age, they'll be calling it. And for Cleveland, it's a good thing. Cleveland more than Garfield's tomb. So they can get rid of that one. In the LeBron news, Jason Kidd takes the red eye to Brazil to interview for the coaching position. Didn't stay long in Milwaukee, but had a wonderful record while he was here. The good news for Brazil is, of course, they'll always have a dozen unusable stadiums, which will make excellent ruins. And that means tourism. And the samba. They'll always have that. And that dirty one with the leg dance. Kind of dance on your leg dirty. That dance. That's Brazilian, too, I think. The Lambada. Wow. Or is that a... What? Is that a fraternity? Pi Lambada. I don't know what it is. It's a dancer fraternity. Something. Anyhow, there's some fear once the Germans win the World Cup, that'll set them off. Doesn't take much for the Germans, you know. It'll be the World Cup here, and before you know it, they're high lie champions. Okay, never mind. 30% of millennials support Hillary despite her being of another millennium. I guess it reminds them of their dad, you know. There is some hope that Indiana won't recognize hetero marriages as well. So there's the silver lining.
Yeah, that's the silver
lining. You know, six time zones and they can't handle a couple of flavors of marriage. Come on. The NSA mined personal information of Americans, including baby pictures, and let me tell you, little Eddie Snowden was one pretty baby. Those cute little frames. Darling. Speaking of whom, Snowden has asked the Russians for a visa extension, fresh towels, and sheets. Please, no more Dostoevsky, Tolstoy, or Kropotkin. Especially Kropotkin. Okay, anyhow, and then having to prove your phone is not dead makes it all but impossible for zombies to fly to the U.S. Okay. A couple people thought about laughing. Thought better of it. In a compromise, Hobby Lobby will offer employees plans for knittable contraceptives. Plus, there's tons you can do with a hot glue gun and a little imagination. Thank you. I don't know if that was intentional. In a new story, middle-aged Harry Potter and the disturbing prostate number. So that, I don't know if it get the same following that the earlier ones did or not, but whole new market, though, for Harry Potter. Oh, which brings to mind the new Pink Floyd album, The Dark Side of the Prostate. Because Floyd's not so pink anymore. Huh? What? The Cubs will have one all-star, and he's been traded. That's the latest Cubs news. He was making the other guys look too bad. They had to get rid of him, you know. I think maybe if he plays in a retro uniform, they might allow that. Jeff
Samardzija.
And Harry not around to try it backwards. That's the thing that really was sad, really. Yeah. Harry could never try it. Jeff Samardzija backwards. Frontwards, it would be hard for him, too. Harry Carey. The Dow tops 3.5 in bitcoins. Good job report blamed on Obama. President Obama is less popular than Nixon, who at least could play the piano. In Congress, the House is still working on its first piece of legislation, sues President Obama for dereliction of duty. Irony is lost totally on the House, obviously. Pistorius has disability anxiety, but he's taking murderous rage for it. Yeah. Waitresses at a rifle Colorado diner are carrying loaded guns, and their tips are up 100%. A lot of folks give in their watches and rings as well. It's amazing. Family heirlooms. They're very generous there at Rifle. If nothing else, the Sterling's makeup sex is going to get ugly. It starts ugly, it's going to end up way worse. Okay, imagine what President Obama and Rick Perry couldn't accomplish together. I was just thinking that, so I wrote it down. I'll cross it out. Alcohol does not benefit the heart, but it does wonders for the Kishkas. Those of you with Kishkas would appreciate that. Most of you don't, I guess. The Seattle Seahawks appear listless and lackadaisical after weed is approved in Washington State. So that could help. Wisconsin's Ron Johnson is now suing John Boehner for preempting his suit against President Obama with the countersuit to be like the Sterling's marriage. So this is all over. All right, TV fans, a spoiler alert, Leftovers ends with the arrival of a huge Tupperware craft. Leftovers, Tupperware. Okay. Have you seen it?
No.
Okay. Don't bother. In the new movie Lucy, Scarlett Johansson uses 100% of her brain and 110% of her body. Okay. What about the potato salad Kickstarter, huh? How about that? Potato salad Kickstarter, now it hit $40,000 for the potato salad on Kickstarter. They're hoping for another 10 for the bacon so they can do the German thing. You know those Germans, once they win the World Cup, they're making potato salad everywhere. And finally, and I mean that, Brett Favre, the number 4 jersey, will be buried in Lambeau Field, but only with Brett in it. That's all the news that is. And thank you so much. Okay. Art fair on the square, but don't be bringing your art in here. It's on the square. Find something to fit that couch. Something long and colorful. Well, that's the guy on the couch, I guess. By the way, also, I-94 is going to be closed next weekend. John, where are you going? We haven't even started yet. My band's walking out on me. Things are getting bad. I-94 is being closed, but only east and west. It's still open width-wise. If you actually want to cross it, if you're a deer or something, you can still cross it, north-south. So I just want to say that Jeff Hammond graciously has allowed his house in Brookfield. You can stay with him. If that's is Brookfield as far as you can get from Milwaukee if you're heading anywhere out. So, okay with you, right?
Yeah.
Plenty of room?
Yeah. Offer stands.
And then there's been some confusion here. The drug dealer's seized assets auction is at Monona Terrace Convention Center, but it's tomorrow. So are some of you here? Are some of you drug dealers trying to recover your assets? Anyone here for it? Okay, well, I'm just saying it is tomorrow. Auction's at 1 o'clock. Preview's at 12:30 at the Convention Center, and they have a picture, but it's just a little thing here. It came on my phone book or something. No, on a newspaper. It looks like they have a little tiny Andy Warhol sticker you can get there, some drug dealer had. And a picture of a diamond ring is available, and looks like a really bad knockoff of a Rolex. But anyhow, I'm saying that's all recovered from drug dealers. So, whoops, pardon me. A lot of black velvet paintings. I don't imagine what they would have in terms of actual art. But here's something exciting. Forget this. We'll go through this again later, see if you think anything more of it. Or if you care to add to it. Shannon McNally, when we were down in Mississippi, she joined us there, and she just knocked everybody out. Absolutely amazing. She is, God, what has she done? All kinds of things, you name it. Rodney Crowell, she's been, I think, touring with him, right? Yes, with Rodney. And he has a new album out called Tar Paper Sky. She's on it, and they're talking album of the year for this one. Her last recording was Small Town Talk, a tribute to the late Bobby Charles, the great Bobby Charles. Would you welcome, please, ladies and gentlemen, to our stage, Shannon McNally. Hey.
Well, hello.
John, too, right? John?
Yeah, John Groh from New Orleans.
John Groh, very nice to meet you, John. That's good. How you doing? And your daughter is traveling with you? Is she on the whole tour?
Yes. This, my daughter travels with me regularly. She's six.
Yeah. It's funny because I saw a video or something of a performance you were doing when she was a baby, and you just laid her out on the floor, and the band played all around her. She seemed to really enjoy it. So it's in her blood now.
Yes. She's stayed in many a hotel.
Mm-hmm. She's got the
room. She
knows
how to call room service.
What?
Yeah. She can call room service.
She does, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's got the road blues, I saw, because her shoes were the wrong size. Did she pick up somebody else's shoes on the way?
Yeah, they almost fit. We just like them.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. She'll grow into them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She's like
better
that.
Than the other way around.
Yeah, a pair of socks would.
Yeah. So how are you? Now, you're at the Fête de Marquette here in town. That's
yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm playing this afternoon.
This afternoon. Okay. I know this is kind of early, too. And how are you holding up okay?
Oh, just fine.
Yeah. Is it a whirlwind tour? Or are you going across
this
the country?
This is a whirlwind tour. No, I'm just coming up to Madison for the weekend and going back to Mississippi tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
A pretty short tour.
Yeah, excellent. What have you got for us here?
Well, I've got a new song. This is called Holding On. And just hit it, I guess.
Goes something like this?
It goes something like this. Rolling a long ways from sea, sky is a color of grenadine. Horizon ghouls and nerves like codeine. There's nothing saying you can trust a heart. It's a patchwork that's been ripped and sewn. Memories are just thoughts walking in the storylines. They see desperate vision, waiting there for the dream of you.
Goosebumps. Gave me goosebumps. He did it again.
All right.
Goosebumps every time, guaranteed. That was gorgeous.
Thank you.
And whose song is that? Is that
that's mine.
That's your song? That's mm-hmm. a wonderful, beautiful
Thank
song.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And, oh, boy. So, I honestly can't think after something. I just, when are these hairs going to go down on my head? So, all right. Now, we got... trying to think now what you got coming up here. Now. There's no. Can I forward promote you to summer? I know in August you're going to be.
Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm taking it a little bit easy. Doing a couple of blues festivals, one in Jackson, Mississippi, and then another in Greenville, Mississippi. In October, and just probably going to do Americana conference festival with Rodney Crowell.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Whatever he's doing, I'll tag along with him.
So what are you doing in between? Just like living your life or something?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been cleaning out my closets and gardening and fun stuff like that.
Yeah.
And in October, actually, I hit the Grammys and Norwegian Cruise Lines have merged for a Grammy-themed cruise. And so I'm
you're stuck on that boat with all these...
Yeah, I'm stuck on that boat. I'm the featured
performer.
Are
fans on the boat? I mean, you're stuck with fans? That could drive you crazy.
Yeah, I hope there'll be fans. There'll be a lot of people.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm the featured performer on the boat for 8 weeks. So.
That won't get old.
No,
are you sure
no.
you want to do this?
I'm looking forward to it. We're stuck in the Caribbean. Yeah.
You know, they tried to get me to go on a What Do You Know Alaska cruise one time with fans. I was stuck with fans on this boat for weeks and weeks on the way to Alaska. And, you know, there's no escape. But that sounds like more fun. Now I wish I would have done it. Now I feel bad I never had. No.
Well,
by the way, you must be classically trained. Am I right in assuming that?
Not really, no.
Classically,
no?
New Orleans classic.
New Orleans classic.
Oh, that was just a gorgeous piano on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You hit all the right notes and everything, as far as I could tell.
And it's early.
It's early, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, John Grow is one of New Orleans' finest piano players.
Man.
Mm, he's in a band for a long time called Papa Grow's Funk. He's playing with Anders Osborne tonight.
Wow.
And with me, I'm going to sit in with Anders Osborne and these fellas.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Very, I'll play electric guitar because, you know, Anders is loud.
Got to do what you got to do. Do you have one more for us?
Yeah, sure.
To Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International.
Shannon McNally, ladies and gentlemen, John Grow. Yeah. What? Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael
Feldman. What are they applauding for? We're back. Wait a minute. This was just handed me. Thank you very much. Yes, now we have at least 8 people here. Why? How come you people didn't fill out your cards? You worry about the NSA getting hold of this information?
This is not shared with anyone. We don't share it.
No, we don't even look at it, tell you the truth. Are you with the NSA?
No, I'm not.
Oh, she was pointing to you when I mentioned it.
I said he filled out his card.
You did fill out your
card? I did fill out.
Which one is yours here? Are you Karen Sager?
No.
Andy Sager?
No.
Charlotte, no, you're not. Jonathan Victor?
No.
Joan Bolt? No. Nick Sales?
No.
Tom Bryan?
No, I think the best is last.
No. Fielding Utz?
Yes, that's me.
No, it's Utz.
What?
We pronounce it Utz.
Well, you're wrong, though. I mean, it's possible. I think it's possible to have a name and pronounce it wrong the whole time you have it. Because you don't hear it from the outside, you know?
Utz.
Utz.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, Utz, I can see. Fielding Utz. From Grafton, then.
I am.
Well, stand up here. See what an Utz looks like, ladies and gentlemen. Good example of an Utz. This is Fielding Utz.
Really?
Now, when did the Utzes come to Grafton?
About 25 years ago.
Well, that's pretty recent then.
Yes.
So where were the Utzes before Grafton?
Milwaukee, in 1848.
So they immigrated from Germany, I presume?
Switzerland.
That's what I said, Switzerland.
It's around the corner.
Oh, Utz, of course. Is that Swiss? That's not German.
Yes.
Entirely different. So from...
It means moron, is what it means.
No, it doesn't. And so they came to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the eight, like, right when, that was a long time ago then.
It was.
So what did they get involved in, the Utzes?
The printing business.
The printing business in Milwaukee?
Yeah. My great-grandfather ran the presses at the Brumder building, the Germania newspaper.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I knew there were Germans in there somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's amazing. And then so then, in Grant, what are you doing in Grant? You're a retired carpenter, it says.
I am a retired union carpenter. Yep.
Okay. Well, at least you're retired in your union. That's a good... That's a big, that's good, that's a plus.
Yeah, it is, it
okay,
is.
Okay, that's good. And then, so what are you doing in retirement then, Fielding?
Working on my house. Yeah, just
busman's retirement.
Yeah, it is definitely that, yeah, for sure.
Uh-huh. So what are you working on currently?
I'm putting siding on the west side of my garage.
You're leaving the east side as it is?
I mean, what? That's the only side that didn't have siding on it.
Wait a minute, you're a carpenter, and you've been living with a garage that was only sided on one side?
Just it had car siding on it, but it was worn out, so I'm covering it up. With
okay, what siding?
Car siding.
From a car? Like?
Yeah, no, from a train. It's like they use it on trains. Car siding, you stack it up, it locks together, it's hung and groove.
You mean like pallets or something that fell off a train? You sided your garage with it?
Well,
and
sure.
You're a union carpenter? You're telling me you're a union?
Well, we don't see it that much anymore, okay. So I'm using a cement siding.
So you're so you're getting that side. Is it going to match the other side, though, is the question?
Yes. Yeah, it's going to match the rest of the garage. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You sure? No, she's nodding her head no. That's a nod no.
He should have just said he's redoing the bathroom. That would have been an easier question.
The bathroom? What's wrong with the bathroom?
Well, I'm redoing that, too, but that's waiting now until winter because I've got to work outside this time of year.
You can't do the bathroom in the winter?
In the summer I do it in the wintertime, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The bathroom in the winter?
Right.
When do you use it, though, in between? Or?
Well, I do have that set up.
Yeah. Fielding Utz, ladies and gentlemen, from the Utzes. What do we got from Fielding? Let's give him some. He's working hard.
Fine Wisconsin wines from Wollersheim Winery.
You want a bottle of wine?
Absolutely.
Okay. Get you a nice Utz there to drink.
Thank you, Michael.
Right. Nice to meet you. Are you all Utzes then?
We're just the daughters. Cheers. We're the younger two daughters.
Younger two daughters?
There's four of us total. Yes.
Oh, there are.
Okay. Where are they then?
They're not cool enough to come with us today.
Yeah. Beaver Dam and Cedarburg.
Yeah. And how many years has it been? What's your name?
With Linda.
Linda?
It's been 44 years.
Holy cow. Another bottle of wine. Two bottles of wine for that. In fact, you should get them both. Nice to meet you. It's okay, I'm glad we got your card. And you actually did fill one out. Would you like to buy my mother's art? Is she here for the art on the fair thing?
She isn't.
No, you know, it's going on right now. You're in the wrong place. Unless you're here for the recovered art from the drug dealers.
We're going to the art fair off the square, off the square.
Yeah, way off the square. You're the artist? Well, can I get you to stand? Just come over here a second. Let's see what... Did you bring your portfolio with you?
Yes. Would you like to see it?
Yes. Let's go look through it and see if there's something. I need something for over the couch.
What color?
The couch? I don't remember what it was originally. It's...
Tan.
It's, yeah.
Tan?
Taupe. It's taupe or something. Because I don't know what taupe is. I'm a man. And I have no idea what taupe color. Do you know what color taupe is?
Yeah, it's kind of a grayish beige. Yeah. It's a non-color.
Studied up for that one. No man knows what taupe is. There it is. It's too small. Well, that's really good. Whoa. Paula Zax. Well, look at you. These are great. Are they long and
yes, big.
Because the couch is about 6 feet long.
Big, very big.
These are, I don't know if you can see these at home, but wow, you're really good.
Thank you.
This is beautiful. What your style is what sort of abstract expressionism?
Bingo.
Bingo! I win one! Which one? I want this one.
You want this one? I win that one.
Well, that's beautiful. And you're a professional artist and...
And mother, and wife, and sister.
Really? Just all to the same person? That's sick. That is so sick.
So healthy.
Yeah. No, it's healthy, I guess, in a way, too.
She makes good cookies, too.
Yeah, that's amazing. And where are you? Are you here in town?
Today.
Yeah, but where's your studio and all that?
Huntington Woods, Michigan.
Wow. This is really amazing stuff. They're kind of small to see, especially on the radio. But they're beautiful. Here,
keep them. Call
really?
Me.
Call you? Are the prices on them? Because I don't know if it's...
Yeah?
You're not one of those starving artists. You're actually... It's going to cost me. See that? Okay, I'll put that there. How did you know that taupe was that color?
Occupational hazard. I'm kind of in the shoe business, fashion business, so...
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Well, which is it, the shoe business or the fashion business?
Kind of both. Both.
Can you be in both those businesses at the same?
Yeah, we think so. We think shoes are fashionable.
So you're looking for the total person?
Sure.
Well, I mean, from shoes and on up.
Right. It takes,
I'm thinking here. I'm trying to sell you.
It takes a whole package, yeah. Right. Yeah. I agree.
Okay. And where does this take place?
I travel about 20 states. I sell to stores.
Which one are you in now?
Wisconsin.
All right. Very good. Yeah. Oh, you're from here originally?
Yeah.
And so, originally, did you get in the shoe business originally or the fashion business originally?
Shoe business. Started out selling shoes.
And you worked your way up?
Yeah, to still be in the shoe business.
Okay. And what's the name of your company? Or?
I work for a company called Lucky Brand.
Lucky Brand. That's good, isn't it? That's expensive, isn't it?
It's nice stuff. Leather shoes, yeah.
Well, of course, leather shoes. You got to have leather shoes. That Corfam is no good anymore. It lasts about 2 years, and then you're... poking out of them. Well, that's excellent. So, and what brings you? Are you working here in town now?
No, I was kind of in the neighborhood. I was in Minneapolis on Thursday for business, but I came for my class reunion / the art fair.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Well, nice. And your name is? I'm sorry.
Jonathan Victor.
Jonathan Victor. You know someone here from Lucky? You got a card too? Looking cards or no? Coupons? Got any coupons? Because I know that stuff. All right, that's great. That's great. Thank you all for coming here today. We should get to the What Do You Know quiz because it's a chance for you to win fabulous prizes. You don't want to miss that. We have to know who can and cannot participate in the quiz. That means, of course, the four disclaimers. So if you could come down here, then you would do all the walking. And I would meet you over here. And this tells legally who can... perform in the quiz as opposed to illegally performing in a quiz. And you are?
Karen Sager.
Karen, are you from around here?
Madison, yes.
Madison, yes?
Near Toby's.
Near Toby's, the supper club. What do you think about that it's not all you can eat?
Are you right.
No.
Now you know that's not right.
That's not right. Thank you very much. Good to see you very much. I'll give you that.
All right.
Get out of your way.
All right. The four disclaimers are, all questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. I'm sorry, is this the drug dealer's seized assets auction? Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or its lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well done. Nice job on that drug dealer. That's a tough line. Thank you. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to play the What Do You Know quiz. Come on, people. Don't let me hang. What about you, sir? What about you, sir? You think you're protected sitting there in the middle of the audience? Don't you want to play the What Do You Know quiz? Of course he does. See that? Come over to this aisle. Because you may not qualify. I can't say that till I've sized you up. It's quite possible that you don't qualify for the quiz. It's never happened. But it's something you've always wanted to do, is it?
I guess.
Raise your hand or anything there, but I sensed it in you.
Sitting on them.
And you are?
Bob Schluter.
Bob Schluter, are you from around here?
I'm from Rushford, Minnesota.
Well, you are. Well,
yes.
What are you doing up there?
I'm retired.
Yeah. Did you start out in Wisconsin and get lost or something? What are you doing in Minnesota?
No, I just kind of wandered around the country.
You did, yeah.
I spent some time in the Navy and came back to the Minnesota area. And
pretty far from the ocean up there, aren't you?
When I didn't see any boats anymore, I stopped.
Bob, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because I'm not from the cheesy side of the river.
Oh, Bob. You were so close to qualifying, too. Now, come on down here, Bob. Join us up here on stage here. I know you didn't want to do this, so I appreciate you doing it. But no one else wanted to come either. And a little encouragement for Bob here. He's way over on this side of the river. Have a seat here, Bob. That's all yours there. Make you some room. That water is yours if you need it. I'll get you something a little stronger if you need it. Need something a little stronger?
No, water's fine.
Yeah, okay. Not a drinking man?
Occasionally. I have been. Occasionally.
Snifter.
Define occasionally.
I don't have to. I'm not under on trial here. Okay, Bob, so what business were you in then?
Oh, I was in several, but I finally retired as a school custodian.
School custodian up there in Minnesota somewhere?
In Rochester, Minnesota.
Oh, in Rochester, yeah. Well, that's cool. What'd you do before that?
Oh, I was a draftsman.
Draftsman?
Spent 10 years in the Navy.
What does a draftsman do?
He actually draws building plans for residential construction was what I did.
Okay, so it's got nothing to do with draft beer. I always thought, be a draftsman.
Depends on when.
Just pull them and then fill the glass. That's cool. And then Navy, what'd you do?
I was a machinist, mate. Dealt with the propulsion of the ships.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd you have to do with that? Don't they just propel themselves? You don't have to go out there and check on the thing.
No, we just run all the equipment that propels the ship.
Yeah.
Makes electricity. Makes the water.
Oh, that's cool. How many years in?
I did 10.
10 years?
Yeah.
Standing on your head? Or?
By the end.
Can you do 10 years standing on your head in the Navy? That's cool. But the good thing about it is they retire with all these huge benefits, right?
No, 10 years doesn't get you anything except a boot.
Out of jail free, nothing? You know, anything?
Yeah, get out of jail free, don't pass go.
Yeah.
Don't collect $200.
Well, that's great. Nice to have you here. And are you here with family or?
Just my wife out there.
Hi, dear. How are you? Okay. How many years has that been then, Bob?
She's going to kill me. 38.
Estimate,
36.
Is that close?
That's correct.
That's on the head. Congratulations. Okay. Bob, the way this quiz works, did you ever hear this show before?
Yes.
All right. Someone out there plays along with you, the call and answer and qualifying question, and so you don't have to do this alone, right?
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
Correct is better than right.
That's one right.
Okay. Correct. So how do they do that then? People are wondering.
People at home who want to play along, pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669.
Thursdays.
Which is also 1-800-WHA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW, and they answer a qualifying question of your choice.
Oh, boy. The Big Bang. You know, the Big Bang. Must have been pretty noisy then, huh? That's the question. I guess it's a question or it's a nudge in some direction. You have to deal with that question. The Big Bang must have been pretty noisy then, huh? Okay, let's go to Jay's in Worthington, Ohio. Hey, Jay.
How you doing, young man?
How you doing?
Pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
All my campus is in Westerville, Ohio.
Yeah.
And not Columbus.
Uh-huh. Oh. Yes, I know. I knew that.
And I want to hear the question again. I missed
it. Okay, all right. Any other corrections? Oh, if you got them, I got time here. Mm-hmm. The question, the Big Bang, here, listen to this now, Jay. Big Bang.
Okay.
Must have been pretty noisy then, huh?
Yes, it was out of sight.
I'm sorry, that's not right, though, Jay.
Okay, thank you.
It's a trick question, I'm sorry. I tricked you, I guess, on that one. Barry's in Blackfoot, Idaho. Hey, Barry.
Hey.
How's it going?
Swell.
Yeah? You don't sound sincere.
No, I'm swell with everything. I'm good.
You're swollen?
No, well, yes, no, some days.
That'll go
some
down.
Allergy season.
Drink a lot of water. Oh, that makes it worse. Anyway, Barry, you got a big day planned? What are you doing today?
Well, first I'm going to help set up for our sidewalk sale.
Oh.
Then I'm going to go home and probably bale some hay or something.
I would. I would bale on the sidewalk sale first, actually. Barry, that Big Bang, you know, the Big Bang, must have been pretty noisy then, huh?
Well, no, because there wasn't anything to carry the sound waves.
All right! It was noiseless. You couldn't hear it coming. Holy cow.
Holy cow.
Very good there, Barry.
Yeah.
Plus, it expanded uniformly, and there were no collisions. Everything was just going, it was perfectly fine for a while until it got here, and then things got messed up. So Barry, this is Bob. He's your partner here in crime.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Barry.
Okay, two guys bonding. I love it. That's cool. So we work together on this, consult one another. And okay, we have various categories. Don't we, Sarah Nix?
We do, and they would be current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
They would be, or they are?
It's up to you. We could change them up today.
That would screw things up tremendously.
It sure would.
All right, so Barry, what category would you like? You have the first one.
Let's do the things you should have learned in school.
All right, let's see. The one single most overused cliche you can put on a resume when you're looking for a job. Which one of these? One of these. Single most overused cliche. Clean, innovative, or responsible?
Ooh, I'm thinking responsible.
I'd have to agree.
Yes, responsible, number one. Oh, just innovative, number two. And clean doesn't usually appear, but I thought that was cute. Okay.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay. What's left there?
Current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Bob?
Oh, let's try current events.
Current events. So, Bob, are you a fisherman or anything, or hunter, or do anything like that?
Oh, little of everything.
Got a fish up there, don't you?
Little fishing.
Self-defense in Minnesota. All those lakes.
Yeah, I'll hit you with a walleye.
Yeah, they got them walking walleye up there. Out there.
Oh, that's a flying carp.
Flying carp, anything, same thing.
No.
Point. No, not no. They're totally different. Tastes good, though, if you batter them right. And they're all you can eat. Okay, the Selective Service System, which still exists, I had no idea until I read this, has sent out conscription registration notices to who? This made the news all over the country. They send out conscription. They've got to register for conscription. But who did they send it out to recently in Pennsylvania that had everyone scratching their heads? Who received these notices? Obviously Pennsylvania men, but when might have they been born? Century-wise.
I'm leaning towards infants.
Infants?
Yeah, that's what I'm leaning towards.
Okay.
What do you think, Bob?
Well, if they're your infants, I guess it's okay.
I have
have no further ideas, I guess. That
you didn't have any ideas. What do you mean further ideas?
Not at all. That was the blank look on my face.
Oh, is that what that was? Yeah. Okay. That's from being in the Navy all those years. You know, not my problem.
I've never dealt with it.
All right, I guess you didn't see this. And it's they sent notices out to men born between 1893 and 97. Had to register for the draft. Yes. And so that was...
That's sadly one right and one wrong.
Okay. Well, happily on one end.
That's right. And the categories left are people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Barry? Are you underwater now, Barry? Are you okay? Do you need...
I'm holding my phone with my shoulders. I'm carrying a table setting up for this
The sidewalk set. Oh, I'm sorry. We caught you right in the middle of that.
Well, actually, you caught me driving into it.
Oh, so, okay. Now you're holding the table. Okay. All right. You got the table down okay? Yeah. I don't want you to hurt yourself.
Yeah, we're setting up right here. Like we've got a music store here in Idaho.
Oh. Okay. Are you okay? You sound like you're winded. Was that kind of? How long was that table?
It's a long table.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
We're thinking odds and ends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Take a few breaths. Put your head between your knees. And kiss your butt goodbye. No. Okay. Barry, are you all right?
I'm good. Just a truck driving by.
Okay. All right. You're not in the street, are you? I'm a little concerned about you here.
No, the street's in front of the store, not through the store.
Okay.
On the sidewalk is not.
Okay. Okay, you all right now?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, one of these categories. Give them categories.
I think they've already selected odds and ends, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Barry, why don't you let someone, haven't you got a kid there who can do this? You know, give him a buck, baby.
Well, no, I left my kids at home, so I'm helping my father-in-law's where we're doing this.
Okay, say no more.
I was even late coming in, so he was expecting me at 9:30.
Yeah,
okay. It's about 10 now.
And now this quiz, this national quiz here, right in the middle of everything.
No pressure.
All right, here is what is the cutoff point in lengthwise where your earbuds have to tangle? Now, in terms of physics, there's a length of two cords that will tangle after a certain length. They will. Before, they will not. So that's what I'm asking here. There's actually a formula for it. I have it here. It's called knot probability, if you must know, and versus string length. Here's the graph, just to show you I'm not kidding around here. So what is the cutoff point lengthwise where your earbuds, the wires, have to tangle? Is it 8 inches, 12 inches, or 18 inches? Where they will tangle. Come on, Bob. You've got to say something.
I'll
here.
Go for 12.
Okay. Barry, what do you think?
12 sounds good to me. So
seems kind of short, though, doesn't it?
Maybe it's 18.
Okay, we'll go 18 then.
Huh?
18, I agree. 18.
Is this how you measured in the Navy when you're down there? it's about 18 inches. That's all you need on that.
Only if Michael Feldman's in the Navy.
18 inches is right. Congratulations. That's right. Anything up to 18 will not form a knot in your pocket. Isn't that fascinating? And didn't we learn something? Okay, that was...
That's two right and one wrong.
Okay, we're close to something here.
The categories remaining are people, places, or science.
Okay, Bob. Make me proud, Bob.
Let's try science.
Okay. This is going to be a good one for you.
Stand back. I'm going to try science.
Okay, Barry. Gorillas communicate through. You know, they do various things, I'm sure, but they just discovered this one pretty well. Gorillas communicate through A, gestures, B, tokens, or C, passing gas.
C.
This is the silverback we're talking about here.
Yeah. I'm
I didn't mean to be pointing at you. I'm sorry. I wasn't pointing at you. Okay.
Think gorillas in the mist here. I'm thinking C.
You're thinking, was that what the mist was? Really? I had no idea.
Yeah. Gene Goodall, you know?
Yeah. Bob, want to go with Barry? He seems pretty confident about this.
It sounds good enough to me.
Gorillas communicate by passing gas, sort of letting people know that they're there. Or... Yeah, no, come on, please. Yes, are you okay with him?
I'm okay with that.
Ignore them. Yes, that's it. Odor, very important for them. Holy cow!
Bob, separate the flotsam from the jetsam, the blatant from the flagrant in Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know from source books. Barry, you'll start every morning with What Do You Know? Audience enthusiasm, drinking Stephen Brew's breakfast blend coffee, and make afternoons a breeze with rich and smooth Costa Rican Terasu from Madison's Stephen Brew Coffee, which is coffee done right. And each of you can keep track of your wine glass at your next poolside get-together with a copper What Do You Know wine charm, custom-made by Angie Simonson at Weirdly Wired Jewelry. And keep those guests entertained with What Do You Know the Party Game, including the waterproof Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com.
Waterproof?
Congratulations to you both.
Let's go, Rob.
Thank you.
You won. You didn't do much, but you won.
I'm going to go home and communicate with my wife.
That's Eric Farm. Hang on, Barry. We'll make sure you get that stuff. Thanks. And don't hurt yourself with that table anymore. Get a kid to do that. Hang on. Okay, bye.
Hey, Ohio Feldman fans, What Do You Know will be on the Otterbein campus on Saturday, August 2nd, with singer-songwriter Lydia Lovelace and wild man Coyote Peterson. Yeah. Much more, too. For tickets, call the box office at 614-823-1109 or just go to notmuch.com.
And where is Otterbein?
Ohio.
Okay.
Otterbein, by the way.
Okay, so?
So they should go there.
Yeah, right. No, but is it in Columbus?
Yes. No, it's actually not in Columbus. It's just outside Columbus, is my understanding.
That is your understanding?
Yeah.
Is there a name to your understanding then?
I don't know.
Because I got this call, somewhat angry call, I thought.
John, you have something to say over there?
Westerfield.
Well, I think it might be in Westerfield, Ohio.
Westerfield?
Field, yeah. Not Chesterfield or
I forgot, sorry.
Ville.
Oh,
Westerville. Yeah, it goes way back, this town. It's a very nice town.
August 2nd. We're taking a tour bus all the way there. All of us on
the
bus.
It's a school bus with a crapper.
Yep.
That's what John said.
It's going to be fantastic.
John said, I'm not going on a school bus with a crapper. I said, John, I'm sure it's Corbussen.
Corbussen?
It's a Corbussen. Mit the Corbussen, mit the bus. We're going with the Corbussen. Corbussen. You know the Corbussen buses?
No.
They're yellow.
It's a Corbussen.
It's
not a bus. It's a bussin. So don't be spreading them rumors.
We'll be live streaming.
Okay. I have a little song here. You got one for us?
Yeah, it's called My Ship.
My what?
Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tooling on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's a higher state town of the week, plus all the news that is, thanks for the memos, and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, another running of the bulls, and still no Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah, I missed another one. You know, they sneak up on you so fast. Oh, no, everyone's leaving. That was just a teaser. Some people were leaving. Where does the whole row have to go all at once? What? All going to the bathroom, right? Sure you are. An entire row gets up to go to the bathroom at the same time. I've seen two women do that at dinner, but never an entire row, ladies and gentlemen. This does not happen at Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
But at Toby's it might.
Toby's, it might, because, they get stacked up there and sitting around. Everyone's sitting there at the tables yet waiting for the next fish to arrive. You know, can't believe it's just four pieces. Okay, Eddie, how are you? Pretty good then, huh? The rest of us here? Anyone else have to go to the bathroom now, or shouldn't you have thought of that before you came to a national radio show? Right here. Okay, how are you? Do you have to go to the bathroom?
A little bit, but I think I can make it.
Okay, good. Don, you guys are okay. You got to sit here. And of course, you left earlier, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. That was a nice song, by the way.
Oh, thank you. My ship, Kurt Weill.
Kurt Weill, really? Yeah. Wow, how cool. So are there goofy words to it then? Because you have those goofy word type songs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if they're goofy.
Well, you did the German, right?
Kurt Weill. It's in English. I mean, maybe it was originally in German. I don't know.
But they did the Three Penny Opera or whatever. And all.
Yeah.
And the words are always strange with wonderful music. Terrific. Okay, well, now it's time for various things. On our
what
show
those
here,
things might,
on our radio show.
What might those things be?
That's being broadcast right now. I don't know if they can hear us in the restroom. So hopefully they can. With all the flushing going on and stuff, they're gonna miss some of the best parts. But anyhow, one of the things I do here is I try to make fun of the news, lighten up the news a little bit. And the news has been so bad that I can't watch evening news anymore. So I just watch reruns of Big Bang Theory instead. So I don't know what's going on in contemporary. You want to pick up the paper and say, God, not that again. So here, I just got here. This is all the news that isn't bad. I found 10 things, but it's a stretch. First, Facebook manipulation makes some people happy. So that's a good thing. The red kangaroo uses its tail as a fifth leg. Matt BB Gun Krause won the 41st annual cherry pit spinning contest in Eau Claire, Michigan, with a distance of 41 feet, 6.5 inches.
Whoa.
That's not so far. That's pretty good. You spit it. Well, the whole family, actually, they're all involved in it. So there's something about them Krauses. All right, then, after being unable to fetch it for 2 years, the ball was successfully removed from Trixie the Terrier's tummy in the UK. So turns out the ball was in her tummy this whole time. And she's fine now. So that's good. Cleveland may get both political conventions and LeBron, so that's got to be good news. There's a new Harry Potter story, even if he's middle-aged and his wand isn't all that magic anymore. I told you, it's a stretch here for good news. It's hard to find any. TGI Fridays has endless appetizers for $10. So instead of going to the supper club there, you go to Fridays till August 24th, so you might want to schedule that in. Some good news with Brazil in it. Brazil, the nut harvest breaks all records. The Brazil nut harvest broke all records. The downside is they come from Peru. So Brazil can't catch a break, but it's partly good news. Also good news, Pamela Anderson's status is now single. Maybe not, huh, at this point. And finally, the 50-million-year-old 2-inch hedgehog discovered in British Columbia is the cutest darn thing ever. So there's all the good news that is, or whatever I said. And then we do have all the news that is from around here, and there's some, it's not bad exactly, it's just strange. For example, Oshkosh sues man to recoup pub crawl costs. This could only happen in Wisconsin, I feel, and let's look into it. The city of Oshkosh is suing a man who organized a costly pub crawl without a permit. Oh. See, I didn't even know you could get a permit for a pub crawl. Did you know that?
You didn't have your pub crawl permit.
That would be perfectly fine if you had a pub crawl permit.
It's hard to say, too.
I know. What is that, $5, $10, you think, for a pub crawl? Oshkosh Northwestern Media reports that the city filed a small claims lawsuit against Joseph Kubiak for money spent on police patrolling and other services during the Oshkosh pub crawl in April. The city is seeking about $3,800 for outstanding costs and $1,000 for violating the city's special events rules. Well, that's pricey. Kubiak tells the Northwestern he will dispute the claim because he didn't organize this year's pub crawl. He says he sold pub crawl T-shirts, and that was it. However, the city maintains its claim that Kubiak is solely responsible because he has organized and obtained permits for past pub crawls, so he just probably spaced it out this year getting a permit. Kubiak's knowledge and understanding of the city's special events ordinance based on his prior experience can only lead to the conclusion that his failure to obtain a special event permit was willful and deliberate. Kubiak has already paid the city $2,000 of a $5,800 bill for the event. I'm on his side on this. You know? He just did the T-shirts.
Who did the pub crawl?
Who was doing the actual crawling? If I'm the guys who are actually doing the crawling.
It was a spontaneous crawl.
Yeah. It says the city may... Yeah, like one of those things that kids have now where you all do something at one time. And
suddenly flash mob or something?
Huh?
Or?
A flash
crawl.
Pub crawl permit. But there's a permit for that, too, a flash pub. The city may also build participating. Oh, so that's going on. In Ripon, the statue of missing Ronald McDonald was recovered after 9 months.
It was in the belly of the terrier in Britain.
That's a good guess. No, where did it show up there? Campground, Southern Green Lake. Campers were suspicious. When Ronald McDonald turned up in the woods, some called sheriff's deputies arrived and confiscated the fellow. So there he stood in his sheriff's storage locker. You can't say that too easily. So his owners could make a positive ID, and it was the one outside the Ripon's McDonald's 9 months earlier had been stolen. I'm saying this all backwards for no reason, and stolen it was from the Ripon McDonald's. Owner Jack King says that if Ronald could talk, he'd probably have quite a story to tell about his journey. News around here. More news around here. Suspected bank robber left a fingerprint and a Facebook trail. This is why, you know, there's a big heading here is that some people should not go into lives of crime unless, you know, if you got a knack for it, maybe, I'm saying. But this guy left a fingerprint there and... on a slit a sheet of paper that said, "Give me money or die," who complied and gave him some money.
I have a gun.
And then they were able to lift his fingerprints from the note. Another fingerprint he left on the door. And then he was wearing a distinctive gold and burgundy lettered shirt that said TC Running Company, which was his company. So they looked him up on Facebook. And they saw a photo of the guy wearing the same sweatshirt as the robbery suspect. They put two and two together, and they got this guy here. So stay out of crime. You're not fit for it. In Juneau, 27-year-old Fox Lake man was charged with battery stemming from a fight that occurred at Tower Lanes.
Oh, yeah.
Felony battery, bodily harm. According to the criminal complaint, the employee of Tower Lanes had pointed out Gubin and another man who had been allegedly fighting in the business, had facial injuries and so forth. The fight began over a disagreement over grammar, as well as their views on sports teams. Now, it's not reported what the grammatical disagreement was.
Best
you know?
Part of the story.
Huh?
Best part of the story.
I know. I've been looking. I looked in all the papers. I looked in the Beaver Dam Daily Citizen. They didn't mention what the grammar, because I could help in this. I'm not going to step between them if it's a grammar fight. Those are mean. Oh, man. And views in sports teams. But I think it was the grammar was the main thing. He said the guy had kicked over his chair and then struck him with a closed fist several times and kicked him. Over. So some people take grammar very seriously, you know. Probably one of these people who corrects you. You know, if you, like, my wife is like that, frankly. I don't think she'd get in a tavern fight or a bowling alley fight. But she always corrects if you say so. You know, you're not that way, are you?
No, not at all.
No.
Nope.
Okay. Is you?
Nope. I ain't.
Oh, good. The victim did not press charges originally, but a few days later when the swelling got pretty bad, he said he received substantial injuries. He was kicked on the left side of the face. He suffered 3 tears to his retina. Needed surgery. So watch your grandma. Grammar. Watch your grandma, too. This is interesting. This is Madison, or maybe not. Madison police warn of a phone scam. So this is going around in Madison, but I'm sure maybe in your area too. Someone has been calling Madison Homes impersonating a police officer, telling residents they'll be arrested if they don't pay him money. Okay, that should be a red flag. phone scam. Madison police have gotten about 24 calls, the officer said Thursday. The caller says, I'm a police officer, and there's a warrant out for your arrest. Unless you pay me immediately, you will be arrested. So I just, this is a heads up. At least one instance, the caller said the person must pay the fine through a preloaded money card from a convenience store. This is a very clever crime. Once again, don't go into this. If you haven't, you can't really do this. Police said they never coordinate the payment of fees by phone through convenience stores. Here, this one. This is from North Dakota, actually, but five Wisconsin men caught with 100 walleye over limit in North Dakota. But it's all you can eat. That's the beauty of it. They were rounding up, someone said, so that's it. That's all the news from around here that is, so thank you. And that's not so bad, except for the bowling alley fight about grammar and so forth. And now the actual memo, because each week we read actual memos sent in by actual listeners. Here's our memo, it's short and sweet. Here we go. Hello, everyone. I was made aware by the cafe that a snake was on top of the car parked in space 47 near the elevators on B2. And that it went underneath the hood of that car. Whoever's car this happens to be, please be aware of this and be careful, as we are not sure if it is still down there. Thanks. There you have it from management. There may be a snake under your hood. Okay. Where can they send all this stuff?
Folks can send those memos to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org with the subject line memos. Okay. Or they can go to notmuch.com and post it there.
Okay.
They can also mail them in if they want to.
You never do that, though, would you?
No.
No.
But I don't get many interesting memos.
No.
No.
You don't?
No. You should start
letters,
sending me memos.
Letters of any sort? Or
nope.
Cards?
Nope.
Greeting cards, even?
No. Thank you cards? Nope, nothing.
No one writes a thank you card anymore? Because, I mean, what's a thank you card if they put it in an email?
Nothing.
It's an insult. That's what it is. They're not getting anything again. And, you know, each week at this time, or some weeks never at all, most weeks never, we honor a town, a village, a bird across the U.S. and a rearranged map of the same with all the holes in it. Well, the town of the week here is Sarah Nix.
Del Norte, Colorado is a small town at the foot of the San Juan Mountains, where the headwaters of the Rio Grande pour onto the sage-filled plains. It's the seat of Rio Grande County in north-central Colorado. The town got its start in the late 1870s when gold prospectors moved into the San Juan Mountains. Del Norte was a supply base and banking center for miners in the San Luis Valley. Those adventurous men and women found them thar hills full of gold and silver, and by 1872, Del Norte was a town organized and incorporated. As well as mining, settlers bound further west used Del Norte as a supply stop on their way to California. During those boom years, the population grew to about 10,000 people, and the town boasted an opera house, movie theater, and library. Post-boom, Del Norte's population is about 2,000. These days, the economy relies mainly on ranching and agriculture, but being right next to the Rio Grande National Forest, it's also a gateway for bikers, hikers, skiers, for fishing, hunting, and snowmobiling. Visitors can take in all that activity, and if you happen to be in town at the end of July, you can join in Covered Wagon Days,
cool.
Yeah, which includes wagon parades, live music, and a black powder shooting competition, and a whole lot more. For a little local sports, you might get a chance to see the Del Norte High Warriors play, and that is our Town of the Week, Del Norte, Colorado.
All right. So it is Del Norte?
Correct.
Not Norte?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, I think it's too far north to be called Del Norte. Never mind.
Okay. But it does mean of the north.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting. So it was a boom town. Is still any mining going on there?
I don't think so. I think now mainly it's just outdoor activities.
Okay. And is it near Westerfield?
I don't think so.
No.
Ville.
And Lyle's calling. Lyle's just sitting there. He's not doing a thing, actually. How are things, Lyle? Just taking a little time off? Oh, you got, okay, he actually got someone. Eddie Atencio is on the phone with us now from Del Norte, Colorado. Hey, Eddie, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Did we catch you at a busy time? Are you at work? Or?
Nope, I'm at play.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing to do is play.
Yeah, yeah. What are you going to do today? You going to go out and do some fishing or something?
Well, actually, we've already started. They went out and shot a few prairie dogs.
Oh, you did?
Came back. We did. And I came back home so I could get the phone call.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go watch my son play softball this afternoon.
Yeah. Those prairie dogs, were they armed? Was that self-defense?
Well, yeah, it was. It was self-defense.
Yeah.
You know, they have pretty sharp teeth, you know, and they were wearing camouflage and the whole works. They were after it.
Yeah, they're after it. Okay. That's okay then. So Eddie, Del Norte is you say Del Norte, right?
We do, you know, the proper pronunciation is Del Norte.
Yeah.
Or Del Norte.
Yeah.
Or Del Norte. But
yeah.
You know, Terry French, a white guy from Kansas, is the one who named Del Norte. So
yeah.
Del Norte and Del Norte.
Oh, so is that a French word then?
No, Terry French is actually—he was a guy from Kansas, and he came down north to the gold fields up on Somerville.
Yeah.
And on his way, well, he got shot, and then on the way he went back to Kansas, came back, and then named the town.
Oh, he named it after getting shot. That's he's quite a guy. He staggered and named the town.
Yeah, he did. You know, and so, but it's actually a Spanish name, and it is up the north.
Yeah.
You know, they look the same.
Yeah. Eddie, when did your family arrive there? You've been there for a while, or?
Actually, we have. My family was actually one of 10 families that came west to Del Norte from San Luis. We came up to New Mexico, Santa Fe,
and
then we settled. They settled in San Luis for a little bit, and then came west to Del Norte.
Uh-huh. Did they come for the mining as well, or other reasons?
Yeah, you know what's other reasons? Actually, agriculture, you know, in the beginning, but then mining took over, and Del Norte was the hub for the mining here in Creed, Lake City, and Somerville. It's really cool. It's a pretty nice little place. I like it here. I've lived here all my life.
Yeah. Were the Atencios in mining as well, or just farming?
Just farming, but yeah. I'm into mining. I just got my dredge going, and I got all my permits set, and I'm ready to go look for and prospect for gold.
Yeah. Any luck so far? Or maybe you'd have to kill me if you told me, right?
Very little, but I won't tell you where.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't dream of asking. Where exactly is it?
It's up the mountains, you know, kind of west of Del Norte.
Do they still do those things where you stake a claim or something, and you get a certain you get a plot, and that's your claim?
Well, actually, you have to apply for it now.
Yeah.
You know, so you apply. I've got my permits just to dredge. And if I find any color or think that there's gold there, then what I'll do is I'll buy a claim.
Yeah. But you know? Before you get a claim, like who owns it before you get a claim? It's
a U.S. Forest Service or BLM.
Oh, it's all U.S. Forest Service.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's U.S. Forest Service or BLM. Yeah.
And have you probably found a little over the years, right?
You know what? I actually have found a little, not a lot.
You know,
I'm not getting retired yet, but
yeah. Enough? How much for a filling or for a ring or?
Well, let's see. I've got. I think I could buy like six pack or something. You know, I don't know.
So you found $9 worth of gold. That's pretty good after all these years.
Well, actually, it's not even beer. It's probably Pepsi that I could buy.
And this? Did you make up this rig that you got there? Did you build it yourself?
No, I didn't. I bought it like that. You know, I bought it down in Buena Vista.
Yeah.
And they told me, yeah, there's gold up there in the hills.
Yeah.
There is someplace. I just haven't found it yet.
Yeah. They didn't tell you where, unfortunately, right?
No, they haven't. They didn't tell me where.
And are you still farming out there as well?
You know what? There is still a lot of agriculture here.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, the farmers are still going at it pretty hard.
Yeah.
They're getting the hay up right now, you know. But with the drought situation, it's been kind of tough. But the mountains have been getting rain, though, lately.
And so this weekend, you're not working, though, this weekend, right? You got some plans. You're going to just have some fun. What are you going to do? A little fishing?
Actually, you know what? Well, the river's up today. It's kind of the Rio Grande.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't live like a mile from it. And so we won't go fishing today because it's pretty muddy. But actually, I'm a school teacher, and I have all summer off.
Oh, okay.
And so I have been playing quite a bit. I've had a really good time. I can't complain.
Yeah. When you say playing, how do you play?
Fish.
How do you play, Eddie?
You know, we travel. We travel quite a bit, my wife and I.
Yeah.
You got
an Airstream or something? You got a trailer, or how do you travel?
Yeah, we do. We've got a pop-up camper.
Oh, cool.
and we take it around and we camp in it and we go to different places. We like to go to the different festivities around the state.
Mm-hmm.
Last weekend or weekend before, I think we were at the Donkey Derby days there in Cripple Creek, and it was a lot of fun.
The Donkey Derby?
Donkey Derby, yeah.
Yeah, did you pick the right donkey?
You know what, actually, I didn't. I never saw the finish. You know,
did they ever get to the finish? They're donkeys.
Evidently they did, because they were pretty excited down the bottom of the hill.
were, or the crowd was?
Well, I think the donkeys were glad they didn't have to run anymore. You know, so they're really, really brave and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But
is there big money in the Donkey Derby? Can you win some bucks on the Donkey Derby?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I doubt it. Yeah. You know, if you bet your wife, maybe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or you bet, you know, but I doubt it.
One more fun thing. And where do you teach at, Eddie?
I teach here in Del Mar.
Uh-huh. I mean, middle school or?
I teach fourth graders.
Fourth graders. Well, that's a good grade, isn't it?
It is a good grade.
Yeah.
You know, I like that grade. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
The kids still like you, but yeah. I have to stay on my toes. I have to stay in shape, because I can still outrun every fourth and fifth grader in the school, because you never know when you're going to have to run away from them, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're in good shape if you can keep up with a fourth grader.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, they keep you in good shape.
Yeah. What do you teach, just all around fourth grade?
You know, yeah. I have been for the first 17 years, I was teaching everything.
Yeah.
And then we started to, we departmentalized, and so then I'm teaching science and social studies and color history.
Yeah.
So that's what I teach now.
Do you like that better or worse?
You know what, I like it, man.
Yeah.
I really do, because yeah. I miss teaching math, because I really like teaching math.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I do like teaching science and social studies, especially colored history.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, cool. Very cool. And you get your whole summers off. That's still a good deal. Now, if we were coming down there to Del Norte, the town of the week, where would you take us first, Eddie?
Well, I'd take you to Alamosa.
Yeah?
Actually, today, if you were here today, I'd take you to Alamosa so, because the air show is on today.
Oh, the air show.
In Alamosa. So, it's Alamosa, 32 miles east of Del Norte.
Yeah.
But actually, you know what? We were in a pretty good area. I'd take you probably to Tucree, check out the shops over there. Take you to the Grand River for sure. Take you fishing. You have to do that.
Yeah.
You know, because my goal is to catch 500 fish.
What kind of fish you take out of that thing?
You know what? Mostly brown trout.
Brown trout.
You know?
Oh, sounds good.
Yep. But I strictly catch and release, you know.
Are you?
Yeah. I like fish, and so I catch them, release and put them back in the water.
Do you ever see the same one twice and they're grateful when they see you again? Oh, good.
You know what?
It's Eddie. It's okay.
They look very familiar. They do. They look like, you know what? I think that fish knows me.
They probably do. They're pretty smart, actually, in their own fish-like way, don't you think?
Yeah, they are.
Trout are, anyway.
Lots yeah, trout are.
Yeah.
You know. But no, and then after that, I think after a hard day of fishing, take you down here to Three Barrels Brewery and have a couple beers. And
Three Barrels?
Some pizza, yeah.
Three Barrels between us, or?
Actually, we could do that.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to be there for a while, and I'm a slow drinker, Eddie.
Oh, yeah. Me, I don't drink at all, actually.
Oh.
You know, unfortunately, they found out that I was allergic to beer, and it was like, oh, darn it, how could that happen to me? I guess I missed my quota.
That's cool. And then for fine food, dining, where do we go around there?
You know, the Old West Hotel, they have a good dinner there. I mean, it's a quality food.
Yeah.
Then you have Caldillos, if you like Mexican food. Then Three Barrels Pizza.
Yeah.
If you like pizza, you know, but Boogie's Restaurant, you know, those are some places you want to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Family Dollar Inn.
Yeah.
And then, you know. But those are good places to eat. You know, that's one thing about Del Norte. You know, we do have some good restaurants and places to eat.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds good. So we got it all. We got the air show, and then, of course, we missed the donkeys, but we got the air show. So there's always something going on is what you're saying, right?
You know what? I'll tell you what. I'm always busy. I love it, because there's always something to do. If I'm not fishing, I'm hunting. If I'm not doing any of that, I'm dredging, or I'm riding my ATV up in the hills, or just, you know, doing whatever I want.
Yeah, it's cool.
You know, I do mountain biking, and, you know, it's a good place. There's a lot of trails. We climb to the top of the hill here. We got a V on our hill. They call it Mount Lookout.
Oh, yeah?
And there's a trail there, and you can go all the way to the top and check out the whole valley, because we live in San Luis Valley.
Oh, you live in the valley, but you go up on the trail. So you go on your ATV. Do you actually walk up there? Can you take the ATV to the top?
Yeah, no, you have to walk.
Yeah.
So if you come, we'll have to walk.
Okay.
But it's not bad.
All right. Well, after three barrels, I could maybe do it.
Yeah,
we'd have to stop a lot along the way.
That's okay. I'll wait for you.
Eddie, a pleasure talking with you. Very nice talking. We have a little something for you for taking the time to speak with us.
We do. Eddie, we'll be sending you the best of the Badger State in an assortment of handcrafted organic cheeses using exclusively RBGH-free milk from southwestern Wisconsin's Cedar Grove Cheese.
Cool.
Okay,
thank
Eddie.
You guys very much.
We'll send that to you. I'll put you on hold to make sure we get an address from you and everything. But thanks for talking with us, Eddie.
Thanks again for having me.
Yeah, pleasure. Eddie Atencio, ladies and gentlemen, from Del Norte, Colorado. Our Town of the Week. For Eddie. Do it for Eddie. You want to hunt down here? Where's the guy that give her that microphone there? And you got to find someone to take this dart.
Give her the microphone?
Give her the microphone
take,
then,
take
John.
Take the dart and what?
Yeah. Then take the
dart.
Take the dart.
Okay.
Jab it
okay.
into your no.
Hey.
Take it and while John
take
is leaving,
I go with John.
Throw it into his bag. No.
No, we need somebody to throw the dart.
That's it.
Does anybody want to throw the dart?
That's
no.
Chance.
Yes, sir. You have a What Do You Know shirt on. I noticed.
Yes.
What's your name?
Jan Bryson.
And where did you get the shirt from?
Memphis, Tennessee.
All right.
2001.
So is this your second
2001.
Time?
2001. It's a classic T-shirt. See you, man.
You seem extremely qualified for dart throwing. Come on up here. Watch your step. And close your eyes and take a shot. Well done. It looks like Anderson, California. Thank you so much.
Here, a beer cozy. Win a beer cozy. Congratulations. Very nice. You're around there already. Went down there. Where did you say that was then?
Anderson, California.
Anderson, California? Is that Northern California?
Yeah, Northern California. I'm betting it's gold country, too.
I wouldn't be surprised. You could make a specialty.
We can have a rush on gold,
in gold country.
Gold
okay.
country towns of
all right.
the week.
Very good. And nice town of the week. I enjoyed that. And Eddie was nice. Now what?
Yeah, he sure was. We should play a little bit before you go out.
Before I go out there?
Before we go out there, yeah.
Where do you want to go? Oh, before I go out in the
before
audience.
Before you go in the audience,
I thought
yeah.
you were going to play, and then we're going to go out somewhere.
Well, we could do that, too. That's
I was a little shocked, really, after all these years. I'd go out with you.
You know, lunch, not, you know, not a...
Well, I didn't think dancing.
I heard you were a good dancer, though.
No, you heard wrong. All right, why don't you play a little something, then I'll go out there. Didn't you guys plan this beforehand?
Yeah, we did. It's
a
just
big surprise.
A refresher that needed to happen here. Yeah, we rehearsed dozens of songs before the show. So.
Really? And which ones did you reject?
I'm not sure.
Some of the ones you've done?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
A lot of people probably couldn't process that bass solo because there was so much happening in such a short time. Mm-hmm. Can you go through that solo and slow it down just a little bit?
Mm-hmm. I'll slow it down a lot. Here we go.
Yeah. Don't rush. Slow it down. Slow. Okay, that was really good, wasn't it? And now, here it is. Same thing. Full speed. Here's what you missed. Yeah, see, that's too fast. Can't get all that. It's too fast. Human brain cannot calculate that. Jeff Ammon, our bass player. John Tooling, why is this section taped off here? Was there a horrible accident here? It's like, anyone know why?
The crew will be in to clean it up
later.
I have no
idea.
Is this your tape? Did you tape these seats next to you? Wouldn't that be cool to go someplace and just tape all the seats next to you so you can sit alone, you know? Because, look, it's not taped on that side, but you're pretty safe here.
Yes, I feel very safe here.
Yes. Does anyone know on our staff why these seats are taped?
Nope.
That was our staff right there. He's quite a guy, too. That's Chris, our staff. Okay, well, I'm going to... Oh, I ruined your hat. I'm sorry. What was that? Oh, your cane went flying in the air. Oh, I'm
nice.
Sorry. You can't rest your cane on our tape.
I guess not.
It was almost a horrible accident. Are you
Michael
all right?
Just knocked the cane out.
Oh, my God.
Underneath there.
Well, put another bottle of wine.
Another bottle.
Did they give them to you already?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. Well, I'm really sorry about that. Well, you should have told me that your cane was resting on... I didn't know I was going to do it. Now the tape is all over me. This is so ridiculous. I'm telling you. So. You think Garrison has to deal with this kind of... I can't... Can you get that off my shoe? Because I keep making it worse. Here, take that, too. A little souvenir. Thank you. You've been very helpful. I'm going to get into the bottom of this whole taping business because I don't like to see that. It's a waste of tape. That was perfectly good masking tape. What is your favorite fish fry? Is this Nick again? No? Nick? That's you? Oh, okay. Can you stand up a second, Nick, here? Because I think you're really tall, right?
I'm on an angle, too, so...
I know. Well, I guess we can't do anything about that. You're in McFarland there?
Right next to Madison, yep.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I've been to McFarland. Nice place. Yeah. And what do you do there in McFarland?
Well, I actually work in Madison.
So you just come to Madison from McFarland? That's the whole reason for being there?
I just live in McFarland, yeah.
Is it cheaper living there and then just coming here?
I don't think so.
No. You ever thought about moving here and then you'd be here?
No.
Well, what is it that you do, Nick?
I'm an engineer.
Well, don't apologize for it. I mean, that's probably a very good thing. What kind of engineer are you? There's all kinds.
I'm a mechanical. I do consulting.
That's great, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't it what you've always wanted to do and be?
It's everything I've ever wanted to be.
Yeah. Does it turn out to be exactly what you thought it would be?
Every day is a new challenge.
Yeah. Isn't that what you always wanted?
Every day.
Yeah. It's been great talking to you. I feel like we bonded a very short time.
Engineers usually bond.
Yeah. Engineers have a little trouble socially, usually, I've noticed.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What is that? What do you ascribe that to? I think I understand the problem. And fish fries here? What's about fish fries?
What about them?
Yeah.
I want to know what your favorite one was.
Why would you even care about that?
Well,
I mean, do you have a favorite one? There's probably some place out in McFarland that's pretty good, isn't there?
Toby's is...
Yeah, Toby's! But what's with the... it's supposed to be bottomless fish.
I haven't seen a bottomless fish fry in a long time.
Quivies, but quivies, you pay an arm and a leg. And,
that's an extra couple bucks.
Huh?
That's an extra couple bucks. Yeah,
yeah. Used to be the Avenue here in Madison was a place to go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it does go downhill, actually.
It does go downhill. The food went downhill, too. I'm sorry.
Do you have a favorite one you want to promote while we're here?
Jordan's. And Toby's and Quivies.
Okay. So you're going to get something back on this? There's Nick. He's an engineer, and he's really enjoying it. Great engineering. What?
You didn't answer the question. You didn't answer the question.
What? About what?
The fish fry.
Who cares about fish fries? I'm just trying to kill time here. It's towards the end of my career. I just got to fill time. That's all.
That's fair. That's fair.
I wanted to be an engineer. You know, I'd be sitting high now, consulting. What is consulting? You know, I can't. What is consulting? You say, yeah, that looks about right. Okay. $10,000, please. Right? Isn't that you, a consultant?
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Yes.
What, you just eyeball it and say, yeah, it looks about right?
No, there's typically some calculations we perform.
Yeah, that's just like magic. That's sleight of hand. That's distraction. It's all about distraction. I'm engineering now. Whoa. Yeah, looks about right. I could be an engineer, right? Okay. Let's see. Thanks, Nick. Nice talking to you. Jonathan Victor. Oh, this is the guy from Connecticut. Everyone went, when he said he was from Connecticut. Wilton. Okay. We talked before. Okay. Is it a nice place, Wilton? Is it,
Yeah.
Is it a little uppy, scaly?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we thought. Right. Don't bother you again because I already bothered you before. So. Sounds nice. Karen Sager says, what's the good word? Let's see if Sandy says anything better. Planning my first trip to Europe. Well, I wonder if Karen knows about that. Trying to retire at the same time. Where are the Sagers? Hey there. Let me go back there and say hello. Did you know that she's planning a trip to Europe?
Yes.
Are you going too, or is it just a trip for her?
If my dad bails.
If your dad bails? Okay, I get your stand up again. Oh, hi, Mari. Mari, you are?
Sandy Sager.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great, thank
you. Good to see you. Are you planning this trip?
I am.
Yeah. How far have you gotten into planning so far?
Well, it's pretty well planned. It's a tour.
You're a planner too, aren't you?
Yes, I am a planner.
I bet down to the... Is she a real planner?
Excellent planner.
Yes, yes. Details.
Details. Mm-hmm. Details are everything.
That's right.
So is it a tour-type trip? Or
it is a tour-type trip.
Okay.
And
you're okay with this?
I'm okay with this.
The tour-type trip?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. They have everything all planned for us, and we're...
Where do we go first?
Rome.
Good place to start.
Yes, excellent.
Yeah.
And then we go south from there.
South from Rome was what, Sicily?
Yes, we're actually spending about a week in southern Italy and then about 5 days in Sicily.
Yeah,
that's where our family's from.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's fantastic. You still have family out there?
I believe so, some cousins. Mm-hmm.
Oh, how fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Excellent. And then where do you go from there?
Home, back home.
That's it, that's the whole trip.
2 weeks.
Rome and then down.
Well,
down
the Alfami coast and can't think of all the cities right now, but yes, right. Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And when do you leave?
September 14th.
September 14th. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fantastic. Are you excited?
I am. I get to take care of the dog.
Yeah. You take care of the dog?
Mm-hmm. Tressa, the brown dog.
So you're staying home?
Yes. Well.
Oh, I thought you were going on the trip.
Well, I'm the backup.
Oh, if your dad doesn't go.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, can't you go too? So you get a kennel for the dog.
She's never been in a kennel.
She hasn't, but the dog I bet has.
The dog, no. No.
What kind of dog is it?
Chocolate Labrador.
They love kennels.
No. She's a princess.
I read a thing that said a lot of dogs actually prefer kennels to living at home.
Oh, I don't think
that's a lie.
That's a lie, yeah. If you asked Tressa, she would tell you. That's a lie.
Yeah, okay.
I don't mind him.
Have a great trip.
Can you get her to go?
Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it? Yeah.
I guess that's a no. Right there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sounds like a fun trip. Congratulations on that. The Sagers. They're going from Iguanago to Sicily. See that? I'm just out of cards here now. Yeah.
Interesting that her name is Sandy Sager, and her name is Sandy Onsager.
Hey!
This is Sandy Onsager, that's Sandy Sager.
Yeah. Oh boy, things are going great now. All right. Oh, geez, we ran out of time. Well, I guess we got to see who wants to play the quiz again before we find any other Sager combinations. You're in the audience. So I know you didn't get a chance last time probably to play, except for Bob. So when I say quiz, who? You're determined to get someone from the family on the show, aren't you? What? You want to do it together? The Oots sisters? It's Oots, according to... The Oots? Up two Utes for the price of one. Come on, Utes gals. I got to move the emu out here so you'll both have room. To the kennel. Okay. Well, this is, you don't usually get both Oot sisters. Now, I can't say it the other way, but you say Utes, right?
Yes.
Okay. So which Uteses do we have here now?
I'm Stephanie. I'm the youngest.
Stephanie, the youngest.
Amanda. The third.
The third. Amanda the third? That's kind of a cute name. I like that. Okay. Let me just make a new page here for you guys. All right. Stephanie?
It's with an F, but that's okay.
Who's going to see this? This my own benefit. I'll put an F in there. Okay, fine. And Amanda, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. And you guys, let's see, now I'm forgetting where you're from now. Are you living these days?
I live in the one and only Wanakee in the world.
The only Wanakee. I've been there.
And I live on the east side of Madison now.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you miss Wanakee, though? Because it is the only one.
I never really lived in Wanakee, so.
You didn't?
No. We're from Cedarburg.
You're from Cedarburg? This is all confusing. Because I have you down for, like, Beaver Dam.
Oh, those are the other sisters.
The other sisters?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many sisters are there, all told?
Four.
Okay. And they're in Beaver Dam?
Yeah, one of them.
Well, where's the other one then?
Grafton.
She's in Grafton?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I won't get this straight immediately. And any marriages coming up or anything like that in the family? Any of the girls getting hitched?
The two older ones are married.
They're married already? Mm-hmm. What about you, Stephanie? what's going on with you?
Oh, this is embarrassing. Good thing y'all can see me turning red.
No.
Yes, Stephanie, what's going on with you?
Yeah, what's going on with you, Stephanie?
I don't know, Mandy, you're older. You should go.
Are those gentlemen in your robe, are they somehow related to this?
They belong to us.
What do you use them for? Anything
or
useful?
Or with us, maybe. They belong with us.
Okay. Well, then I won't pursue this questioning because that is embarrassing. And what are we doing these days? Are we both working?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. What are we working at?
I'm an admissions director for a skilled nursing facility.
Yeah? Okay, cool. Oh, right. That rings a bell. Yeah. And where's that then?
East side of Madison.
In the east side. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're?
Director of HR.
Director of HR?
Yeah.
Anywhere in particular or just in general?
At Parts Now.
Where?
Parts Now.
Parts Now?
Parts Now. I don't think he stuttered. I know.
It's hard working with these sisters and they're both, you know, because they got issues between them, I'm sure, and I'm trying, I don't want to get between some.
Yeah. We like each other.
No, of course you do. I mean, I have two daughters, and they like each other. But they're not, you know, trying to throttle each other.
Oh, we don't do that anymore.
No,
not anymore.
Give them on that. Okay. Parts Now?
Yeah. We're the leading distributor of laser printer parts.
Oh, Parts Now.
Right.
Okay. All right. Now I got it. So that's pretty good then. Human Relations and Parts Now.
Right.
Okay. Excellent. And so, okay. You know how this quiz works then? When it does? All right, so about there.
I got it.
Okay, some of the calls in there. And so there'll also be someone on the line there. So this will be like a three-way. No. Guys, I honestly did not. Because they're big guys and I don't know. Never mind. Hi, Sarah. Want to get on this?
We can make it a four-way. You want to change the
subject?
Okay. People at home who would like to play the quiz. Pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question.
Okay, here's a question. It's a simple one. Where else in the world do they call it soccer? That's the qualifying question. Give me one place else in the world where they don't call it football. That, not you. You're not. You can't play. Let's go to Bruno in Memphis. Hey, Bruno.
Hello, sir. How do you do?
I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good. Beautiful day, and I got through to what do you know?
All right, you're doing good, yeah. Two counts.
Yes, sir.
Do you know where in the world else do they call it soccer?
I'm sorry, would you mind repeating the question?
Yes, where else in the world do they call it soccer instead of football?
And besides the United States?
Yeah, besides the U.S.
I'm just going to guess because I don't have that answer. I'm going to say Africa.
I'm going to say you're wrong. But I'm going to say it was nice talking to you, Bruno.
All right, have a nice day.
All right, you too. Bye. Patty is in Ashland, Wisconsin. Patty, where else do they call it soccer besides here?
Oh, good Lord, Michael. I don't know that answer.
Were you calling the wrong show with the right answer?
No, I called just so I could hear your voice.
Oh, thank you, Patty.
You're welcome.
All right, but you got to go now. Bye.
Oh.
Dale is in Indianapolis. Dale, where else do they call it soccer?
I got to go with Canada.
No.
It's true.
No.
Do they?
It's true.
Do they call it soccer
in
Canada?
Yes, it's true, yeah.
They do? You saying it's true?
It is true.
Anyone
you gotta,
say it's...
You got to give it to me, Michael.
True? Okay. I'm sorry. I had no idea. They got something right up there, finally. How do you like that? Okay. So this is Mark, right?
No, this is Dale.
This is Dale. Okay, Dale. Dale, you got the Utz sisters here. Utz sisters.
I am thrilled to hear it.
Okay. Well, all right. Dale, this is Stephanie.
And
this
Hi, Dale.
This is Amanda.
Hello, Dale.
Hi, girls. How are you?
Good. How are
Dale,
you?
And Dale, what do you do there in Annapolis? What's your...
Well, I'm actually a soccer coach.
You are?
Yes.
How do you like that? That's really kind of amazing. Okay. So the three of you are working together on this. We have various categories, don't we?
We do, and they are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and
ends. When did I lose control of this show? Recently in your memory?
I think it may have been a couple years back.
Oh, a couple years back. Thank you very much. All right, Dale, you pick the first one. What would you like?
Let's go with current events.
Current events right out of the news. This was in the news. For two decades, the nuclear launch code at all U.S. Minuteman silos was what? There was one launch code. All the Minutemen silos for the U.S. and it went on for a couple decades. And this was in the news recently. It was discovered that this launch code was. And they're just the girls, the Utz girls, the Utz girls, whatever you want to call them.
Of all the current
Utz or Utzes, they're just looking at me like, Dale, you're not looking at me like that.
Well, I'm listening real
Did you
hard.
Read that where the launch codes were just what it was? No? No?
Launch codes.
No.
And it wouldn't be anything as obvious as launch, would it?
No, almost.
1, 2, 3, 4.
No.
1, 2, 3, 4.
No, I'm sorry.
No.
It was 0000000080.
No way.
Was the
Zero
launch
calls.
Code? You believe that?
Wow.
Yeah. Originally, before that, it was yeehaw. Okay, so that was.
That's one wrong.
It was in the news, though.
No,
so
right.
Don't worry about it. Okay.
The categories left are people, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Stephanie, Amanda.
What do you think?
Talk it over.
Things you should have learned in school. Sure. Things you should have learned in school.
Had you been paying attention? All right, let's go to that right now. When you think boil, you think behavior of what? This would be science. Name boil.
Water. When water boils.
Not that boil. This is with a Y.
B-O-Y-L-E, boil, like Boyle's Law.
Boyle's Law is the behavior of what, then?
I was doing good to get that far.
Yeah. Boyle's Law.
Matter.
Matter. The third says matter here. Any idea, Dale? Don't look it up, Dale. I can hear you going for the dictionary.
Yeah, that's physics.
No, it's gases. It's Boyle's law of gases.
Yeah.
It's too wrong.
This is really bad. We got three people here. We can't get a lousy answer right now. So what remains there?
People, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, back to Dale.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let's go with odds and ends.
Yeah, put that in encyclopedia down. And odds and ends?
Okay.
Yeah. How many minutes of mindfulness meditation before you don't mindful anymore? What is that? This is stuff. Why do I do some of this stuff? Dogs enjoy or even prefer a kennel stay?
I think some dogs enjoy a kennel stay.
Yes, that's exactly right. They studied this in the UK. That's right, Raymond. Okay.
That's one right and two wrong.
What's left?
People, places, or science?
People.
Amanda,
people.
Stephanie?
Let's do people.
Let's do people. Okay. Men are more likely to recognize the word codec, C-O-D-E-C, you know, whatever that means, than women. Which sex is more likely to recognize taffeta?
Women.
Yeah, I gotta go with women.
Women. Dale, women?
Yeah,
women would more likely know what taffeta means. And men code it. So there you go. Okay, this is getting exciting now.
It's two for two.
Yeah, okay.
So the categories remaining are places or science. Okay. What is a codec?
What's left? Nothing. Okay. I don't know. I know what taffeta is, though, so what does that make me? Okay, Dale.
It's silk, isn't it? Taffeta silk?
Yeah, come on.
All right. Science?
Do we do science?
No, science is available.
It is?
Yep.
Oh, no. Did we?
I'm really confused. Let's give him another question from science.
Okay. Another question from science?
Yeah.
Okay. Chimps, do they prefer Ravi Shankar or Garth Brooks? Chimps, chimpanzees.
I sure hope they prefer Garth Brooks.
I was going to go with
Ravi Shankar?
Yeah.
They think Ravi Shankar, and there's two of them.
I think I'm going with Ravi Shankar.
Ravi Shankar is right, holy cow! They pulled it off!
You'll feel like a Viking conqueror without the guilt of slaying endangered animals when you drink from Das Horn, a 24-ounce pointed vessel with neck strap and display stand from Das Horn, LLC. Dale, from the Jurassic period through Joan of Arc and JFK, you'll find it all in Glad You Asked. Intriguing names, facts, and ideas for the curious-minded by Michael Feldman from the editors of Encyclopedia Britannica and Triumph Books. And all of you can keep your pooches in patriotic spirit with a Stars and Stripes bandana from Stellaware.com and rhapsodize on a theme of Paganini with the CD What Do You Know About Rachmaninoff with post-Cold War liner notes by Michael Feldman from Nimbus Records. Congratulations to you both.
How about
Thank
that?
You. Thank you.
Thanks for playing. Join us. Dale, hang on. We'll make sure you get that stuff. Thanks for playing. Holy cow, that was exciting.
And everybody in Westerville, Ohio should know that What Do You Know will be in town on Saturday, August 2nd for a special broadcast on the Otterbein or Otterbein campus. We're not quite sure which one. The show will feature Lydia Loveless, Coyote Peterson, and more. Ticket information is available by calling the box office at 614-823-1109 or just by going to notmuch.com. And if you're planning your next Madison outing, bring the whole gang to Monona Terrace for a live What Do You Know broadcast. Click over to notmuch.com for special group pricing information and get your tickets today.
Thanks, everybody, for coming. Appreciate your making the effort to be here and stay. And all you at home, thanks for listening. Talk to you again next week.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman is our producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, Kelly Osborne, and Diana Cook. Our technical director today is Aubrey Ralph with help from Brittany True.
Good job, Aubrey. Covered a lot of ground.
PRI, Public Radio International.